where Southern Colorado comes to talk the world's game. It's the Other Football Show with Ryan Kaufman and Chris Braden, presented by Colorado Springs Switchbacks FC on Extra Sports 1300.
Here we go, Saturday morning edition, the Other Football Show.
We don't have any other editions.
We could have special edition.
We have a podcast.
Do we podcast the Other Football Show yet?
Yes, we do, and I believe it's on. I believe it's on iTunes. We need to.
I'm trying to pull up iTunes for the show, like, because I'm kind of a geek. I'm a for businesses. I'm a podcast listener. And I couldn't find it.
What, Drive Time Sports or the Other Football Show?
It's under Drive Time Sports, not Extra Sports, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's why. Boom. You solved that problem, Ryan.
That's what I do.
Because people were asking me, and they're like, can we listen to you on a podcast? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
You drive can. It.
Search for Drive Time Sports.
So we should do the Other Football Show, too.
We do have a page. We need to be...
podcasting
diligent,
because that would be something that people worldwide, and we know they're clamoring for the Other Football Show worldwide, because this show is unique. It's unique.
That is true, and we have the ability to do that. I believe we're on iTunes for this show too. We just need to
put it on there.
We were so worried about the weekday show that, but that's all behind the scenes.
Exactly.
Stuff.
So anyway, if you want to chime in today, there's a lot of stuff going down. You can text us. 719-286-0046. So, Ryan, I was telling you that I used to play FIFA, and then I've been out of the video games for a few years because I played with my daughters, and we tried to play it last night. And it was funny because, like, I'm so used to Madden and the graphics in Madden, and FIFA's pretty good, but when they're showing the big field, the guys are too little, even on my giant TV. I want them a little bigger. I want to have some more interaction with it. So me and Brookie were playing. She was Manchester United. I was West Ham. And then I was also, who else was I? I was Dortmund. And guess who won? I won both times because I figured out the button sooner.
Were you Christian Pulisic or is he not? Because
he wasn't on there yet.
You were talking off air and you said, Chicharito was still on Manchester United.
Yes, so we didn't upgrade the rosters. No, we didn't upgrade the
what
rosters.
What year you're playing?
17.
Okay.
But it was like without the updated roster, so the very first roster, whatever, was on the game.
Comes out in July or August. Okay.
Yeah.
So right before he heads to Leverkusen.
And my daughter refused to put Chicharito in when I destroyed a couple of her players.
What was her deal with
I don't know. That's
him.
What I said. So then we played with the ladies internationals.
Nice.
And I put Lindsey Horan in because Mallory wasn't available.
Isn't that so cool that they did that?
Yeah.
On FIFA to put the U.S. women's national team.
Yeah, and Brookie was Canada because we just played the game that was on and I worked her over. But anyway.
Whatever.
I just like to win. All I do is win.
Win.
Exactly.
My hands go up. All right.
And we did golden goal a couple times. That's a lot harder. Like, there's so many buttons, and I'm not that old, but I'm kind of old, and I think I got used to it. I'm pretty good. Like, I'm pretty good at Madden. I'd like to play you and Wheels at Madden. I think that'd be pretty fun. We should have a Madden league. You know what we should do? We should have a FIFA league for this show.
I've already started to ponder this information. We need to have a tournament.
Yeah.
Hosted by us.
Okay.
We'll do it for FIFA and we'll do it for Madden.
That's a great idea.
And then do we continue the league going forward? I think certainly, but I think at least once the game comes out, we need to get together and...
Yeah, no, definitely. And I think that's something we should do for every sport so then we could do NBA during it. Dude, that's something we could implement that people would love. To be honest with you,
I've already.
I don't
you
like
and
losing.
I always we're on the same page. We just didn't communicate that with each other.
Well, we just did just now. But this is the Other Football Show, so let's get it started off with the top four.
Scanning the globe for the four biggest stories in the world of soccer, it's time for Ryan and Chris's Top Four. Top of the morning to you.
Well, we know if we'd have a FIFA tournament that Aaron would be there.
Yes.
Because anybody that texts us before we get on air is absolutely our favorite. And Aaron actually leads me into the first topic I wanted to discuss. Neymar.
Oh, I had him too.
So here is the straight dizzle. Not really the straight dizzle because it's kind of convoluted. So earlier in the week, Paris Saint-Germain out of France.
Lindsay Horan played for the ladies' version of that team.
That is true. Reportedly met the asking price of Barcelona, which is just about $250 million U.S.
Right.
Okay. Reportedly, they did that. Reportedly, that number scared away Chelsea and Manchester United because Manchester United already spent $100 million on Lukaku.
Lukaku.
But anyway, so then Barcelona comes out and says he's not for sale and they quote unquote count on him. So, no, not for sale. Now, there are rumors that PSG feels very bullish about their ability to land Neymar.
Yes.
That all other reports say they have a meeting with his dad coming up soon.
Blue plate special.
So this is all coming from, as per usual in Europe, whenever you have an influx of money from the Middle East, you go out and you go crazy.
Yeah.
And this is PSG going crazy because I am telling you, we always talk about it's not how much necessarily you're worth, it's just how much you can get right on the open market.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody deserves $250 million. Pele in 1970, whatever, didn't deserve a $250 million transfer.
Did Steph Curry deserve that?
But that's the thing. It's not even...
It's not the same.
Not the same. No. If they signed Neymar to a $250 million contract...
That's different.
Then it would be ridiculous, but it would be less ridiculous.
But you're getting something for your money. It's like double paying.
You're paying... Right. That's basically what it is. You're paying money so you don't have to give up
I don't
assets,
understand that model, and I don't know how it became a model. Like, I wish I could go back in history and find out, like, how it started, because... Now we're at crazy money.
Crazy money and
because like in the I'm sure at first when it first started it was like, hey man, we want this player. All right, we're gonna pay. We'll give you X amount of dollars because you need a new washing machine, or you need to fix your stadium or something. Okay, we'll pay that.
Watched semi-pro the other day.
Right, exactly.
Will Ferrell traded the washing machine
for Mannix.
And Monix.
Yeah, he got Monix. Dude, I watched that like three times.
He paints some pretty, pretty pictures. All right. So, yes, the money is crazy, and it's only going to get worse. The haves and the have-nots are going to separate themselves even more as the transfer fees get larger and larger because it used to be, well, you're going to have to pay this dude so much money in wages.
Exactly.
You know, we'll give you the transfer fee won't be as high. Now it's like, yeah, you got to pay us $250 million. You're going to pay him $100 million. But whatever, PSG apparently has the money. So the question becomes, who knows if this happens? Because we have the two sides saying very different things right now, which is per usual.
Mm-hmm.
But the question is, if PSG gets Neymar, where does that put them in the scope of both France and Europe as a whole?
So I'm going to try to skirt around this because I have a question about this too that's different than yours. I'm trying to figure that out because I think the league in France, you got PSG and you got Monaco, which is very similar to what you have
in
Spain. You know, you got Real Madrid and then you got Barcelona and sometimes Atletico.
Mm-hmm.
So you got three over there. So obviously it puts them over the top in France. Okay. They're always going to make the Champions League, blah, 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 blah. On the world stage, I don't know, man. I'm trying to figure out why Barcelona would do this. That's my whole thing. Like, they weren't able to win it last year with him. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got, like, if you looked at the rosters, like, who has a better roster top to bottom than Barcelona? I mean, they're top heavy, but come on, man. You know what I'm saying? And Real Madrid was able to get him. So I think this is a major hit to Barcelona, and I think I'm trying to figure out if it's the money situation. Like, something's got to give there. And if PSG can get him, man, I mean, I'm all for it. I think it'd be actually kind of cool.
I agree with you. Certainly you think that they can make up the 9 points that they lost the league to Monaco last year. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you got that. In Champions League, if you remember this year, they get up 4-0 after the first leg against Barcelona and people freak out.
Right.
This is the end of Messi. Break it up. This is a catastrophe.
Mm-hmm.
And then Barcelona comes back. I don't even know if you could say Barcelona comes back when a team loses 6-1. But that was
kind of like the Super Bowl.
That was the return leg.
Right.
And PSG completely blows a 4-0 aggregate lead. Now, Neymar did score one of the goals mm-hmm. in that 6-1 game. So you take away one.
So they still win.
And it becomes 5-1. That's a 4-goal difference. PSG had a 4-0 lead in aggregate, and they would have won on away goals.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Obviously, I'm being tongue-in-cheek. It's not that easy.
No.
But the idea that, okay, so they get Neymar. Real Madrid's probably still better.
Probably.
Bayern Munich just gets Jaimes Rodriguez.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that they're still better than PSG with Neymar. Barca, here's the other thing, and this is what Liverpool tried to do when they sold Suarez.
Okay.
Take the money and go buy three quality players with it. So with the money they'll make, which will be a record amount of money that any team has received for another human being to mm-hmm. play soccer, they can go out and they could get two, maybe three top-level players for how much they're getting for Neymar.
Right.
So Neymar going to PSG, does that mean if these two teams meet up again that PSG is going to win? I don't know that it's a guarantee, because Barcelona, you talk about top to bottom, the quality of their roster, they're only going to get deeper because they'll have Messi and they'll have Suarez, and now they're going to add two or three of the top names on the transfer market because now they can afford them because they just sold Neymar for $250 million.
So let me...
But if those are the only three teams, then you're still talking they're in the semifinals of UEFA Champions League.
Right.
And because I do think that they can be better than the teams coming out of Italy, Juventus, and anybody else who may rise up.
Yeah.
Semifinals in the Europa League, I think, is a fair assumption. I think PSG would take that.
Let me ask you this. So if we're looking right now, we'll take rabid soccer fans and casual soccer fans. We're going to put them in a bag and we're going to mix them up. If you have to, who are the most popular players where you would know the name? Obviously, you know Cristiano Ronaldo and Messi. I think those are 1 and 1A. I think they're quite equal. Who would come after that? Like, people know Rooney. People know Neymar. I mean, here in the States, you know, Tim Howard. Like,
what?
How far down the list is Neymar?
For casual?
Yeah, just people? For people. And I'm just people. I'm trying to figure this out because of the business aspect of bringing Neymar to PSG.
I would say
he's like one of the most identifiable players in the world, right?
certainly one of the most identifiable under the age of 20, whatever.
Yes. So, right? Yeah. So let's take a look at this from a PSG. How much money over the career of Neymar, as long as they can keep him? How much are they going to make just off jersey sales? Is it 250 million? Is it
Might
more
be.
Than that?
I
How many know. People are going to make their way? Like, I know I have friends that are soccer fans that pick places in Europe each year to go to games. I've never heard one of them say they're going to PSG.
Do you see this, Spain? Now? Or,
yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, if you're looking at it just on the business side for PSG, it might make some sense for them. Even more than on the field.
If you have the money, then
yeah, it's not our money. What do we?
I mean,
care?
Remember, you know, remember that Paul Pogba got 100 million? A lot of people don't remember that because guess what? The next year, Lukaku and
got
now
more.
Neymar's getting 200. So
Pogba
right
was like
now,
cheap.
Right now, it's like, holy cow. But in a year, let's say Ronaldo throws a tantrum again.
Right.
And he wants to leave. Let's say Messi is done at Barcelona. Let's just say some other young, hot, like Marcus Rashford or something for Manchester United blows up this year and some other club wants him. It's going to change. So you take a little bit of heat now and you have the money. It's not like they're going into the poorhouse by doing it. But you take a little bit of heat now, like, what the heck are you doing?
Right.
And then you reap the rewards on the back
end. And you
I
just
agree.
Fill your pockets.
I agree. Aaron weighs in. PSG would be at the top of France with Neymar and Sanchez because that was his first text.
Right.
They're also looking at Alexis Sanchez from Arsenal to bring him in, and that wouldn't be cheap. Compared to Neymar, it'd be like you're basically getting him on a free transfer. It would make them a contender in Europe, possibly win a quarterfinal or semifinal. Still wouldn't have the talent to beat three Spanish teams, Bayern or Juve, on same level as Dortmund. See? No, I mean, I don't know.
I think they're better than Dortmund.
I think they're better than Atletico.
Me too.
I think that they're better than anybody Italy can produce.
They're better than Juventus at that point.
The biggest, well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think anybody out of Italy, and I think that they're better than Dortmund. Or at least very close. I would concede with Aaron that it's close, and I think Juve would be close, and Atletico would be close.
Right.
Especially if Atletico gets Diego Costa back, I think that they could be very good. But I would say Bayern, absolutely. Real Madrid, absolutely. Barcelona, probably. And then I think you can make a compelling case for PSG over anybody. You can make arguments for Juve or somebody else, and that's fine, but I think that PSG is right there if they get Neymar. And here's the other flip side of this Neymar thing is that, and we may need to hit a golf update here. Do you want to hit a golf update in the middle of the top four?
I don't mind.
So last point, and then we'll come back and we'll do the rest of the top four. The other part of it, too, is Neymar ready to be the man? Because he will be the man at PSG.
Right.
Arguably, he's the third man at Barcelona. Certainly
That's
well behind
true.
Messi.
That's true.
Maybe even behind Suarez.
Right.
A lot of what we're talking about, where PSG could go with Neymar at the helm, depends on how much a still very young player is ready to take the mantle of being the face of a team and being a guy who will carry a team at times if necessary. I think he has all the talent in the world. But is he ready for that? He was carrying Santos in Brazil where nobody pays attention. You know what I mean? That's not a great league or anything like that. So you can't really count that. And then he goes to Barcelona, and like I said, he might even be third in the food chain. So is he ready to take the next step? Aaron, one more time before we hit the British Open update. TV revenue PSG would make by being in the Champions League for 4 to 6 years will probably equal the $250 million, to your point.
Right.
That they'll get it back. But it's still a ridiculous number. We can rationalize it all we want. That's a ridiculous sum of money to pay just for the right
it's not
to
our
have
money.
A player.
Wrong football. This is the Other Football Show on Extra Sports 1300.
Welcome back, the Other Football Show. We're still in the top four because we only did the top one. Neymar decided to just hijack the whole top of our show. So Ryan, we talked about the influx. There you go.
Do we have to do that?
We talked about the influx of money from the Middle East and the oil money and, you know, these soccer clubs overseas are always find a way to make it work. I say they're a little more creative than our teams over here in the U.S. So that being said, I'm looking at, and this list came out on and when this the Neymar $250 million prompted me to look at this. So this came out July 16th. These are the rankings of the soccer clubs in order. Number one, Real Madrid.
Worth? Okay.
No, these are points.
Okay.
Okay. So Real Madrid, number one, they moved up from third. Munich, number two. Barcelona, three. Juventus, four. Atletico Madrid. Like, Spain owns the top five.
Okay.
Then you go down to Chelsea. I'm going to scroll down. Manchester City's 12. Where's Manchester United? Holy cow. Where are we?
So Chelsea, who won the Champions League, or won, and I'm sorry, run the
So Chelsea's
Premier
at
League
six.
Is six, the yes. most points.
1915. The top is Real Madrid with 2,114. So we're going down. Manchester City, 1848. Dortmund is 14th. I'm looking for, so we got Liverpool's at 17th. I can't, where the heck is Manchester United? I'm going to have to – Manchester – okay. Manchester City, 12. Manchester United, 13. I had scrolled right by him. I read Manchester City and kept going. So here is the question. You are a wealthy owner.
I am.
Okay, so you're not an owner yet, but you're very wealthy. So I'm gonna say you're an owner. So you get to choose – whatever club you want to infuse Ooh. With Middle Eastern money or however you got your money.
Okay.
Let's give you, what's it, like 250? Let's go higher than that because that only buys Neymar. Let's say you got $400 million. Let's go 500. You can choose any team within the top 50. And I'll tell you the number 50 team is Lazio, I think, from Italy. One of the favorite teams I love hearing you say, they're 49, Borussia Mönchengladbach. I did pretty good there. So anyway,
good.
You get to choose one. I have one that when I was thinking about this, it just screamed at me. You're the owner of a club. You have X amount of dollars to make this club good. So basically what I'm saying is you're going to go in and take this club and make it a top five club because you're going to infuse money and you're going to pick the correct players to bring into your team. What club is that for you?
Look, I am.
Is it Manchester United?
Well, no. I mean, my own fandom tells me yes.
Right.
But from a practical standpoint, I'm looking at...
Is there anyone that you
I'm
just
I'm looking at Tottenham,
love?
And here's why.
Okay.
Here's
so Tottenham
why.
Is at... I'll tell you where that... Go ahead. Number eight.
Okay. Here's why I picked Tottenham. They're moving into a new stadium, okay. as is West Ham. But what splits it for me... So you know that you're going to get a crowd, right? You're going to get
right.
a crowd to come out and see the stadium. You're going to get that bump.
West Ham's not in the top 50, by the way.
You're going to get And I don't know, maybe a influx of cash makes Tottenham like ridiculously rich. I don't know. But I feel like that they're not super rich.
Right. They got money, though. They're not irrelevant.
They have money.
Yeah.
So I would... They're moving into a new stadium, so you have a bigger opportunity to make your money back with that. You have a star in Harry Kane that you can build around.
Yeah.
You're in London, you know, which is a nice place to be. Very different than Manchester. Don't let anybody tell you any different.
Right.
London greater than sign Manchester.
Yeah, my daughter will tell you that. She went to both a couple of years ago. She did like Manchester, no.
And this is a team that's knocking on the door. Mm-hmm. I mean, how much money would they honestly need to capture one world-class player and boom, they're in the Champions League? Or boom, they're winning the Premier League?
Right.
So for me, it probably have to be Tottenham, but a close second is West Ham. And the idea of a blank slate a little bit with West Ham would intrigue me. They don't have as many entrenched players
and
stuff, but... But I think you have to look at somebody that's moving into a new stadium, or at least you would be able to build a stadium because that's where the money's going to ultimately be.
Right.
So I go Tottenham.
You go Tottenham? Okay. I've had a jersey of this team before I ever even knew anything about soccer, and that's Celtic. And so right now, they are – where are they? They are sitting at 26. They have 1,735 points. As far as players, Tierney is probably the most relevant. Would you say that?
You know, to be honest with you, I don't know a single player that plays.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. And he's their go-to guy. I think it's Kieran Tierney. But anyway, that team has so much history. They've never really – like, teams in Ireland and Scotland, they're, like, okay. But when you see them playing anybody from England, you're like, okay, they're going to lose. Like, they always do, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, that's just the way it is. But I think for – I'm surprised you didn't pick them either because you're Irish too. But I'm Irish and Scottish, and I was like, wouldn't
they're
that be –
from Scotland, though.
Right. I'm Scottish too.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is, wouldn't it be cool to like bring somebody like from the depths, from the ashes? Like
I'll do you one better. I like that idea.
Yeah.
And that's kind of my West Ham idea a little bit.
Yeah. I agree.
How about Rangers from Scotland? Because Rangers, not only are they arguably more storied than them, it's they have gone through so much financial garbage. That they are even more. I mean, they got kicked out of the top flight, and they were playing in the third flight, and so that is a bigger resurrection project and a bigger opportunity to restore one of the most storied clubs in the world. So I would do you one better, and I would say Rangers.
Are you surprised? Because you and I, obviously, Monday through Friday, we talk regular sports.
We talk
other sports.
You hear that, soccer
fans?
Yeah,
exactly.
This is not
but
regular.
But we talk about Conor McGregor. And the one thing that Irish and... No, what I'm saying is people in Ireland and Scotland always back their guy. Doesn't matter if it's a boxer or a team or whatever. Are you surprised that some savvy businessman... from outside of that part of the world hasn't come in there and taken advantage, like financially taken advantage of that?
Well, I think guys,
because it's
have.
Just waiting there to happen.
I think guys have tried.
Right. Maybe tried.
Especially with Rangers.
Yeah.
And look, doesn't, what's his
I'm looking at this
face, Brandon
right
Rogers.
Yeah.
Coach over there.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big name. Here's the thing though.
I want to
it's
do it
all so about convincing. Everybody wants to play Champions League. Like, these guys don't even look at you unless they can play Champions League.
Right, exactly.
So who are you
going to
bring? Scotland doesn't have that much talent. So you can't have a homegrown team that seriously competes on the world
stage. When you
stage.
Don't even know who Tierney is.
Right. That's true. And then you can't, and then you won't be able to bring in anybody significant from somewhere else in Europe because they want to not just do they want to play Champions League.
Right. No, they have to.
They have to play Champions League.
Because they got endorsements.
But then they have to
stuff.
Have a chance. They have to have a chance to advance.
So, but if you go to a player like Neymar and like, all right, Neymar, we're bringing you in. You're our golden boy, and we're going to bring in players that you want to play with, and we think that you can get in the Champions League in 2 years. Is that something that would interest him? Or is at that point he's already like 27, 28 years old, and he's like, no. That's why it's hard, right? Because like the people we always talk about that these players want to play in Champions League. There's a financial reason for that. They get X amount of dollars from their companies that they're endorsing personally when they do play in things like that.
Right.
It's huge. It's huge. And why would you not go to a team where you know you're going not only you're going to probably make more money for that from that team, even if the money's straight, then with your endorsements and everything like that, you're like way over the top. I mean, financially, it's dumb if you don't. I mean, it's just not smart business.
I mean, I like where your head's at because me picking Tottenham, I immediately feel bad.
Because no, but what do I do?
What do I do? I mean, I get the business reasons behind it, mm-hmm. but I'm just saying when I play FIFA and I don't pick Manchester United, who do I pick? I pick the team that has
Barcelona.
Nothing.
Oh.
No, I pick a team that has nothing.
And you make them awesome.
And I make them awesome. That's what we do. That's what you do
That's
on
true.
Video games.
Yeah, that makes it more fun.
That makes it more fun. So why wouldn't you translate that to real life? Aaron Texan, how about an Ajax or Benfica? Okay, Ajax, Benfica, great history. Dominate your league.
Right.
And guarantee yourself Champions League. But that's kind of what I'm talking about with Tottenham. Where's the baseline? What baseline are you comfortable with? Because Ajax and Benfica, you're right. Right now, they are. I mean, Ajax was Europa League
right
this year. They're in the Europa League final against Manchester United. But point taken that you have two teams that are in weaker leagues, kind of like what you're saying, Chris.
Yeah.
And then the baseline is you're going to get into Champions League. Even if you fall flat on your face, you're going to get into Champions League.
Right.
And then you only got a hit with a couple of guys, and now all of a sudden you're talking about a team that's a dark horse in Europe. So I like that idea, too. I like that
this
idea.
This is a fun
it just
idea.
Just depends on where your baseline is. I think that's the bottom line. How much risk are you willing to incur? Because with yours, even though they qualify for Champions League every year, I think Celtic is so far down the totem pole that that's quite a bit of risk.
They're just not a good team yet.
Right. They're kind of on the top of a trash heap. I don't want to say that, but that's kind
of
what it is.
Trash heap?
That is, because Rangers still can't get their stuff together.
Right.
So, I mean, Ajax and Benfica, I don't know that they're in great leagues, but I would argue that they would be a little bit better than the Scottish Premier League. And so I think you're incurring the most risk out of the three of us.
Right. But I'm going to have some crazy soccer hooligans traveling around with me.
Right.
While we're on this topic, I was going to ask you, do you know financially why Atletico never goes in on these big names like that?
Madrid?
Yeah. Because it seems like being third place there every year would just be frustrating.
I don't know. They do well in the Champions
League. No, they always do well. That's what I'm saying.
They just don't have the
money.
I mean, it's just a different world. Like, I saw something this week. Barcelona wants to start an NWSL team. Like, Barcelona is, like, invading the United States and wants to cultivate.
That's cool.
It's very cool. And
yeah.
I think we spoke about this a while back about Barcelona's interest in women's soccer. in the United States.
Maybe Berkey could
play for
them.
But it just gives you an idea of the resources of Barcelona as compared to...
Well, it's unlimited,
Atletico.
Really.
It really is. And now they're going to be even more unlimited because they're getting $250 million in a transfer fee for Neymar. I think we're just going to make this show, you know, all the top four, because I do want to brought up West Ham. I do want to talk about them.
So we have to go to a break, basically. Yeah, so what I want to do while we're going to the break,
okay,
I want to give away some Switchbacks tickets against the Sounders, and these are for next Saturday, the 29th.
Next Saturday.
And so you can text 719-286-0046. The second person that texts Celtic, it's not Celtic, people, text Celtic to 719-286-0046. You get two tickets to the Switchbacks. These are really good seats, too. So,
soccer talk that hits you like a Zidane headbutt to the chest.
Oh, wow. Marco Materazzi gets crushed by Zidane.
This is the Other Football Show on Extra Sports 1300.
Welcome back to the Other Football Show. Ryan and Chris rolling along. Congratulations to Rick. You got our tickets to Switchbacks next Saturday against the Seattle Sounders FC2. And watch your phone. You're going to get information on how to pick up those tickets.
Pew, pew, pew.
Exactly.
I threw out West Ham as a team that might be interesting to invest in because they're moving into the Olympic Stadium. And they had a really good campaign last year, given all of their faults. Well, since the last time that we spoke, they have gotten Joe Hart on a season-long loan from Manchester City.
Right.
They signed Chicharito from Leverkusen.
Mm-hmm.
And they've reportedly agreed to a transfer fee for Marko Arnautovic from Stoke. I told you last week, if you're looking for a new team, West Ham is the team to go for because they're on the rise. And three transfers later, are you jumping on the band? Maybe not as a fan, but just are you buying what West Ham is doing?
I absolutely am buying it. And the funny thing is that I want to root for somebody that Mourinho. I dislike him. I don't have a close enough tie because I've always just followed Manchester United.
Mm-hmm.
I despise him. I dislike him immensely. In fact, for the people that dislike Bill Belichick, I dislike Mourinho more.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand him, and I have a hard time rooting for them now. It's just hard for me. So I'm looking for that team to glom onto that not everybody likes. And after I said this last week, I got so many texts about Liverpool and Chelsea and Arsenal. Those are the three.
That's nice to see.
Right.
Because soccer fan is compared to hockey fan a lot.
Yeah.
Very snobbish.
Yes.
We don't want, if you're not already with us, we don't want you with us, but we're going to complain that you're not with us. And so that's good. That's good to see. I tried to do this with NFL teams in college. I was going through a very dark period. I said the same thing. The Chiefs are getting rid of everybody that I love.
Right.
And it was about the time Tony Gonzalez went to Atlanta.
Yeah.
I said, this is it.
Like, I'm done with you people.
Every link to my childhood love for this team is gone.
Yes.
I don't like
anybody. So you're looking for a team to like.
It's very, very hard.
It is hard.
Very hard. It's easy to say I'm done with this team. It's very hard to glom onto another team. So I'm fascinated by this.
Right.
And I want updates, and I want to know honestly.
I'm going to pick one soon.
If you.
Well, I do this with, like, I've always been a Bronco fan, but I loved Air Coryell, and I've always liked the Chargers, even though they're in the same division. I go to San Diego all the time, but I keep it quiet. Like, I would say I'm a closet Chargers fan. Now, if the Chargers were to ever play the Broncos, I never root for the Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
But I root for them in every other game, and I know that's an anomaly. But I like that team.
This is a fascinating metamorphosis because it really didn't work. Like, you should have seen what I did. I made, like, list.
Did you? Well, you are very analytical.
On a point system. It was like, okay. So the mascot, I went like team name because you don't want to root for
and
like
what,
the Browns.
Do I look, did you go down to like, I look good in this color?
No, not that far. But it, then it was like players, and then it was
who
it
was at
location.
The top of your list at that time?
It came down to two, and you're going to think it's hilarious. So there were two teams that scored the highest
here. In your list.
Buccaneers.
Okay.
Okay. And the Denver Broncos. Because I took...
I know you're not a Bronco fan because you call Wheels and I Bronco fans.
I'm not.
Which I am, but Broncos are part of my
upbringing. And I'm not a Buccaneer. I'm still, if I had to, that's why I said it's hard. You can't, now I've had, I still root for the Chiefs. I would still identify them as my team.
You and Shane Ray.
It's just very difficult to make that, it's very difficult to make that transition.
It's like cheating on your girlfriend.
As I get older and I look for reasons to connect with my childhood, happier times,
yes.
I have started to rekindle my relationship with the Kansas City Chiefs. I never was able to leave at 20 years old or however I was unable to. So I'm fascinated by this. But
it's going to happen.
Okay,
and I will come in here with a jersey, and that'll be how you know who I pick.
So quickly, because we still want to discuss U.S. soccer a little bit, as they play in the Gold Cup semifinals tonight.
Yes.
So Hernandez, just a stat, because I love stats, he scored 10-plus goals in each of his last two seasons, and he scored at a rate of about one goal every 143 minutes. Pretty good rate. His career average is a little bit better than that, but the last 2 years, it's been pretty good. The entire West Ham team scored a goal every 76 minutes. So think about that. One player scored every 143 minutes, and the other, and a team of 20 guys took every. So while it seems like, well, that's half the time, think about how many more people that is that could potentially score a goal. The point is that West Ham desperately needs goal scoring.
Yeah.
You can't rely on Andy Carroll's headers all the time. So they get Hernandez.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then they probably get the guy from Stoke.
Yeah.
It's 8:00 in the morning.
Yeah.
He scores 26 goals and 100 appearances for Stoke. So you got two legitimate goal scorers.
Yes.
Then you get Joe Hart. And the thing to me about Joe Hart is he's extremely talented. We know this. He was absolutely crapped on by Pep Guardiola.
Mm-hmm.
He did very little wrong and just got kicked to the curb so hard by Pep. Maybe that's revisionist history, but Pep Guardiola didn't even give this guy a chance when he came in.
Mm-mm.
He's going to have a chip on his shoulder. Hernandez is going to have
a chip on his shoulder. I'm so surprised he left Germany,
because
to be honest with you.
I think he likes the Premier League better. I think it suits him better.
Right.
And I think that he's motivated. I think he's extremely motivated. That's the thing.
He's looking at it as
West
a step
Ham.
Up, but it's not.
You have jersey sales.
Yeah.
Hart and Chicharito are going to be good selling jerseys at that new Olympic stadium.
Yes.
And they are dying to prove doubters wrong. So I love
They need to
the
do something about
by
that
West
ugly
Ham.
Jersey, man.
You looked at the jerseys and you said no.
It's ugly.
But they're forever blowing bubbles.
I know.
So here's the thing. There was such a separation between 7th and 8th last year in the Premier League.
Mm-hmm.
I think that West Ham can certainly be in that realm.
Right.
And then you're talking about who is the 7th place team. So I say at least 8th.
Yeah.
Who is the 7th place team? Everton. They basically traded Romelu Lukaku for Wayne Rooney.
Yes.
You don't think that they might be able to pass them? Now all of a sudden we're sniffing the Europa League.
Right.
So I don't think West Ham's done, and I don't think that they're good enough to compete, and they probably won't be good enough to compete with Tottenham, City, United, Arsenal.
Right.
But if you can be right outside that, I think that's a great place for West Ham to live, especially with what all that franchise has been through. So yep. I love the moves. It's not enough.
No.
The referee has looked at his watch. The show is not over yet. It's stoppage time on The Other Football Show.
Rolling along, The Other Football Show. Chris and Ryan with you right here on Extra Sports 1300. The CONCACAF. I can never say that right. That's why I hate it.
CONCACAF.
Gold Cup semifinals are going down. Mexico is taking on Jamaica at 7. Following that up, USA v. Costa Rica tonight. Ryan, I haven't looked at who's going to be the starting 11 for the U.S. or
we don't know
right now. But
so here's the deal with – I'm not going to go all crazy breaking down because I do want to get to Jozy Altidore. You bring up Bradley, you bring up Howard, you bring up Altidore.
Right.
Okay, you expect to see all of them, at the very least Howard and Bradley – because here's the deal, okay? Brad Guzan stinks, all right? But here's the other thing. The defense last game in the quarters stunk midweek. They were terrible. I expect that entire back line to be different tonight. excuse me.
So who would
you
that be?
You put Howard back there.
Okay.
You'd probably go Beasler. They'll probably put Graham Zuzi in there, which I don't particularly love. So you got the Sporting KC guys, Miyazaga probably. I don't know. It's just got to be different tonight. So that's what I look forward to. I think they'll win, but they got to look better. I mean, this Gold Cup has been extremely disappointing. So I say that. But the biggest question is, Chris, yeah. I want to get your thoughts in the last minute. Purple Nurples and biting. Jozy Altidore gets bit on the shoulder, and he gets a purple nurple Wednesday. I mean, how ridiculous was that? How ridiculous is that?
Dude, I don't even know. It was so. Here's the thing about Costa Rica. Oh, my God.
I had a big, long diatribe ready for Jozy Altidore being bitten and getting a purple nurple, and then... Time won't allow it. I can't do it in 30 seconds.
But Costa Rica and Coach Ramirez thinks that the U.S. is uncertain and uncreative. They feel very good about beating the U.S.
They won't, but I don't understand why they wouldn't be confident. They're not going to win.
They're not going to win. Hey, just so you guys know, the Switchbacks are in action tonight against the Oklahoma City Energy. You can hear us again next Saturday. We'll see you then.